Welcome again, prayer partner. We have only one element of prayer to consider, and we will have completed our model. Can you recall the first four elements in the Acts prayer model? A is for adoration. C is for confession. T is for thanksgiving. And S is for supplication. Well done. Listening is our final part of prayer to consider. It is critical to a growing relationship with the Lord, and often the one thing most of us forget or simply don't make time for. We take time to listen because prayer is a two-way conversation. Before closing our prayer time, we want to be still and quiet for a few minutes. It may seem a little unusual of a thing to do at first, but it is a very important step to take. Why is it important? Because God says, "Be still and know I am God." Another great verse in the New Testament is, "A voice came from the cloud saying, 'This is my Son whom I have chosen. Listen to him.'" The Lord wants to speak to us about our concerns. If we are always talking and not listening to God, we will not be able to hear him speak to us. Listen to these verses. "A quiet spirit is worth much more, great worth in God's sight. Let the wise listen and add to their learning. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple." A disciple is someone who is being taught. That includes you and me. It is so important to approach each day with the expectation of receiving a personal word from a personal God. So what does it really mean to listen to God? Will we hear the audible voice of God? We have many examples of God audibly talking to his children in the Old Testament of our Bible. However, after Jesus' resurrection and ascension into heaven, we have only four examples of his audible voice addressing someone in the New Testament. In the New Testament of our Bible, however, every single believer has something that only a handful of people in the Old Testament ever got to experience, and that is the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. Because God is living inside of us, he can speak directly to our hearts and direct the thoughts of our minds. The awesome thing is, this is for every believer, each one of us, not just a chosen few. Jesus, speaking of every person who would believe in him, said, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Prayer is the first step in developing our sensitivity to his voice and leading, because it develops within us a willing heart. God will not manipulate and force us into anything. He requires a spirit of willingness on our behalf. So how do we discern God's voice from our own desires and thoughts? The words "God speaks to us" will always be consistent with his character and in agreement with his personal written word to us, the Bible. God will never give us instruction, provision, or an answer to prayer that is conflicting with his written word or that is contradictory to his character. If you hear him speaking to your heart during your quiet time in prayer, write down what you believe he is saying to you and then ask him to affirm it somewhere else. The Bible is the best place to start when looking for affirmation of something you believe he has spoken to your heart. The more time you spend learning the scripture in your Bible, studying it and committing it to memory, the easier it will become for you to discern God's voice and thoughts from your own. Amazing as it may sound, he actually tells us in scripture that as we mature in our walk with him, we will come to know his voice clearly, and his thoughts will actually become our thoughts. Isn't that an awesome thing to imagine? As well as looking for affirmation in the Bible of something you believe God has already spoken to your heart, you will often receive God's answer to your prayers by going first to your Bible. Personally speaking, it has been the times when I have been prayerfully reading or studying my Bible that the Lord has given me many answers to prayer. I have found many answers in the Bible to requests I have specifically made, sometimes even the same day or that very moment in prayer. Even if it is not finding an answer to a specific prayer which motivates you, the Bible is full of wisdom and truth applicable to life today. You will have better success at reading the Bible consistently if you find a Bible translation that you can enjoy reading. Read and pray, then listen. Pray and listen, then read. I encourage you, as you begin spending time reading your Bible, look into getting involved in a women's Bible study if you are at all able. Many churches offer evening or weekend studies for women with work and family obligations. God also affirms and reveals His answers to us through various ways other than His written word. He may speak to your heart through a pastor's message or counsel, Christian talk radio, your prayer partner, nature, inspirational music, books, and other godly materials. You need only to be willing to listen. Today, does God still make miracles? Yes, He is the God of miracles. This is part of His character. Remember the two verses we reviewed during an earlier prayer time? One says, "Nothing is impossible for God," and the other, "With God, all things are possible." Never, ever hesitate to prayerfully ask and believe for something because you think it is impossible or too big of a request. Nothing is too big for our Almighty God. He will show Himself strong on your behalf as you turn to Him with adoration on your lips, thankfulness in your heart, and needs desperate for Him alone. He will answer according to His perfect timing and His good and perfect will for your life. Trust Him for it. I urge you not to let this seem overwhelming or complicated. Even if you feel awkward and inexperienced in prayer and have little or no knowledge of His Word, God will take you right where you are. He is longing to speak to you in real and personal ways. Let us approach the God of heaven. Let's pray. God of heaven, we are never out of your presence. We praise you for your loving and good character. We praise you for being a personal God that delights in having a relationship with us. Lord, we praise you that with you all things are possible and nothing is impossible. You are a mighty and awesome God. Lord, we confess that we feel a bit overwhelmed by this. Our minds cannot fathom how a great God like you can be interested in a single person. Father, forgive us for the doubting words that run through our minds. Father, please forgive our unbelief. Father, we thank you that you are so patient and generous with us. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son to die for our sins. Thank you for your complete forgiveness through Him. Thank you for giving us your very own Holy Spirit to live in us. Thank you that you do speak to us and that you make it possible for us to hear with our hearts. Thank you for your personal written word to us. Thank you that you don't leave us guessing and confused, but that you affirm and reaffirm the words you speak to our hearts. Help us to make you our number one teacher. Help us to more fully understand how you speak to us through Scripture to show us how we can truly have life and know the way that we should go. Lord, please strengthen the belief that we do have. Please help us to remove the obstacles that keep us from praying. Please fill our hearts with a desire to want to spend time reading your word, praying, and then to be still and wait for your response. Mighty God, open the ears of our hearts that we can hear the encouraging and affirming words that you would speak to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray all of these things. Amen. Prayer partner, thank you for praying with me. As you press stop on your prayer to end our time together today, I encourage you to take a few moments and voice to your Heavenly Father whatever may be on your heart, whether adoration, confession, thanksgiving, or petitions, and then spend time being quiet before Him, listening with all of your heart.